And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Michelle, are you ready on this Friday?
Ken Oath.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said.
I have to say, guys, I might be a little bit rusty this morning. I went out last night, which is, I don't do that often doing Brekkie Radio, but Chumpy Pullen Foundation, their gala dinner, huge effort from those guys. My colleague Matt Shervington hosted it. Mick Fanning, what an absolute trooper. He bidded for an auction item that got up around the $20,000 mark. Just the athletes that were in the room were amazing. Of course, Chumpy Pullen, the two-time world champion snowboarder, passed away tragically. And these athletes are now trying to raise money to put back into that sport so it can continue to develop and give young Australian kids opportunities. So big tick for them.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Now, Vossie and I have been discussing very quickly because we don't know any of the fine print about Gus's $1.6 million payday. What has to happen?
Now, I think this is from one of those well-placed sources at clubs. I don't know. This is a little bit weird, but someone in the club's telling anyone that wants to listen that Gould's base salary is in the vicinity of $800,000. But if the Dogs qualify for the finals in the coming seasons, he pockets an extra $200,000, and so the bonuses go on. There's a whole load of key performance indicators that make up, you know, if they make the top four, he gets another bonus. Guys, we're not even close. This is breaking news, is it? We're not even close to making this happen. It's not going to happen. This is a non-conversation. It'll be absolutely impossible for them to make the top four this year. Carry on to next year. I can't see it happening. So it's a bit of a waste, this conversation. But I will say
Can you confirm, Michelle? I'm asking a hard-hitting question. Is there any sort of Chinese restaurant incentive in the contract of all free?
That's in clause 12A.
That is part of it?
12.8A? Yep, that is.
Well,
absolutely.
I think that's where they're working out the dollars. He'll get
free
about
lunch every day.
$300,000 worth of Chinese food at the league's club restaurant, and that's where it becomes a bit murky. That's my understanding, and you've confirmed.
Absolutely. No, you're right. You're right with that, Bossy. But I also wanted to point out, in a more serious note, that Trent Barrett, obviously, he severed ties with the club earlier this week or at the weekend. He was paid out some money, and they're talking figures of around $600,000. I think that's just living in fantasy land. I can't see that figure, and I know they're not a charity, but I can say that he definitely was sort of looked after to move on and go about, you know, his business.
Okay. Now, Sam Walker is a Queenslander, but can he play for England?
He absolutely can. For those of you who don't know that Walker is eligible for England because he was born in Leeds. Now, his dad, Ben, was over there playing with the Leeds Rhinos when his mum was pregnant and obviously gave birth. So he's actually among a few contenders that may surprise you. We've also got Jackson Hastings that's able to play for England from the West Tigers. He's on that list. He's actually already met with the England coach, Sean Wayne, when he was over there playing. So watch this space. What is it with these with England stealing all of our athletes and our coaches, and what's doing?
What is doing? Just on Jackson Hastings, is there, Andrew, you watch the Super League. Yep. Is there a halfback over there that is better than Jackson Hastings?
Oh, probably not, but the thing was that he's already been there and gone out of the system, yeah. Jackson Hastings. So he wasn't a current England international. Yes, he played for England while he was over there, but then lost his spot. So I don't know whether his papers then got stamped. Well, NTA. We gave an Australian, if you know what I mean, we gave an Australian a go and it didn't work out. So will they go back there? That would be the only impediment. If his form stayed as it was, then they'd be mad not to at least look at him.
Yep.
But if they're doing it out of, you know, we're just not picking him again, well, I think that's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, agree. Craig Bellamy, what's the news on bellyache?
Guys, we see some interesting haircuts, very interesting styles in rugby league. Strange cuts, colours, you know, mullets.
No.
I can reveal this morning that the peroxide blonde that Cam Munster and Brandon Smith are sporting hasn't been a choice. It's not a fashion statement. It's part of a punishment system at the Melbourne Storm. Now, the players came up with this idea themselves. So when as players pulled up for a minor indiscretion, they have to roll the dice, literally, and the number on the dice basically chooses their fate. So it reflects a whole range of punishments, and the number they rolled basically gave them a choice of shaving off their hair completely or dyeing their hair. Obviously both opted to dye it, and it looks terrible, hence the blonde. Some of the other sanctions include eating the world's hottest chili or just paying a fine. And Craig Bellamy, he's not immune to it. He's a part of this, very much a part of the system. But he actually likes the fact that it's lighthearted, but it's player-driven. We're not talking about serious breaches. It's things like if you're late to training, or you know, you wear the wrong sort of socks or something. It's not like if you're, you know, going out and ripping up the town. You don't roll the dice to choose your punishment. But for them, it's all about a daily reminder of you know, structures and standards at the clubs that's driven by the players. I kind of like it. Bit of fun.
Yeah, just good stuff.
Not if you lose four in a row. It's not fun.
Well, look, the Storm's in a position where they
have
can
have they lost
fun.
Four in a row in, no, in 20 years? It just hasn't happened. That's why, yeah. and it's interesting listening to Cameron Smith, and I listened to, you know, him and Den and Kemp yesterday, and Cameron's never been in the position that many of the listeners that ring in and, you know, want, you know, to hear what Cameron's got to say, and of course makes great sense, but the Melbourne Storm have never been in a position where Craig Bellamy was under pressure, the coach was under pressure, the team was under pressure. Like, how many times over the last 20 years have Melbourne lost three in a row?
Cameron Smith gave a story not so long ago when they'd lost five in a row one season. And they were walking off Wollongong.
Was that 2010?
It was more recent than that, I think.
Really?
And Cameron said that Craig Bellamy admitted to him privately, I have no idea what's gone wrong.
Yeah, actually, I do remember you saying that.
He said, I don't know. I don't know.
Yep.
Can I finish this report with Brian Tyler? You know one of the nations he could represent if they had a team?
No.
Take a guess, a country. China.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I follow a site he can play for. It's International Rugby League, who they're eligible for. So somewhere there in the parents, grandparents, there must be Chinese heritage. So
right.
Brian To'o, yep, it is claimed, could play for China.
There we go.
If they have a team.
Well, see Super League, they're onto something, weren't they? Didn't they say that, if you join Super League, you'll be walking down the streets of China and people will say, hey, there's Andrew Eddinghausen.
What I like too is that Jamin Salmon, what country do you think Salmon could play for? If you were
the Salmon
country,
Salmon.
Where would he both? He'd play for?
I don't know.
Canada,
right?
John West. He's eligible for Canada. I don't know how, but I'll just run through a few in the morning. We might
is that
play
legit?
The who can he play for game.
that's tougher than the birthday game.
Nathan Cleary's Croatia. There's some Croatian there.
Is that right?
He can play for Croatia. Okay, I think we need to wrap it up.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah,
you've taken the Ken Oath. Will you be back at 7:30?
Ken Oath.
Double down. Ken Oath Tire makes your job easy. See them if you need stuff for the weekend to get the job done. They are the people to see. It's 6:45.